Grandma, can you tell me what year you were born and where you grew up?
Yes, I was born in 1911, 26th day of November, in Blissfield, Mich.
So, where were your parents from?
My parents originated in Germany. All my grandparents came here from Germany. But all my parents are German descent.
Do you know when they came to America?
No, I don't rightfully know, except that my dad was a little boy.
When they came, so he was born in Germany?
Uh-huh.
And where was your mother born?
I don't know for sure.
But you thought she was born in America?
I think so, but I don't know. But her parents came from Germany.
Did all your relatives come over from Germany? Or did you have relatives in America already?
I didn't have no relatives till my grandpa and grandmas got here.
So when you were young, did you speak only German?
Before I went to grade school, I spoke nothing but German.
Did your family speak German?
They all did.
Your mother?
Uh-huh.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
A set of twin brothers and four sisters.
And your twin brothers? What happened to them?
They died at birth.
How old were you when your mother died?
About 5 years old.
What did she die from?
The flu and the flu epidemic in 1918-19.
And was the flu epidemic bad then?
Oh my. People died like flies. Some families had lost two members to the flu.
What did your dad do for a living?
He was a farmer.
Was farming hard then?
All you had was a team of horses.
How many acres did he farm?
40.
And he had to work the field with the horses?
That's right. Plowed.
Did you have to help him?
I walked in the furrow all day behind him because I had no mother.
What kind of chores did you have to do?
Cows to milk, pigs to feed, horse stable to clean out and bed, chickens to gather eggs and feed. I always had work.
Did your sisters have separate chores?
My oldest sister generally stayed in the house and did the housework. Of course, in them days, you shocked the corn. You cut the corn and shocked it. And my dad would go in the daytime, in this time of the year, go to the field and bring those shocks in. Then we'd have to husk that corn when we came home from school.
Where did you go to school at? Was there a school nearby your home?
Across the field was 2 miles, and around the road was 4 miles, a country schoolhouse, where you went through the 8th grade.
How many kids attended the school?
One teacher for, I think there was something like from 40 to 60 kids.
What were the age ranges?
From first grade to through 8th.
First grade through 8th, how old were the kids that attended?
I think a kid had to be 5 or 6 years old to start then. And they generally would be 13 or 14 when they graduated from grade school.
What was school like in a one-room schoolhouse?
A big bench across the front wherever geography class would get up there and sit on that bench and the teacher ask you questions. Then you had homework, lots of homework. Or you had to do, if you had spelling or arithmetic, you'd have to do numerals up on the board or write a word.
What were the kids like?
Had to put the big boys in the front because they never behaved. Put the little kids beside them, and they generally, a lot of them went to school till they was 16 years old and never got past the 3rd grade.
Did the big boys pick on the little ones?
Yeah, as sometimes. I'm telling you, the teacher made kids mind in them days. They'd have a good ruler, and you got cracked with it.
Did you have a woman school teacher or a man school
both.
Teacher?
We had both men and women school teachers.
Where did the school teachers live? Did they have Did they live with someone usually?
Well, they stayed in the people's homes in them days, in the pupils' homes. They would pay board and room and board with some family, mm-hmm. always. We had one school teacher, his name was Mr. Calvin, and every time you ask him a question and he'd answer, he'd spit all over your book. Forrest Calvin, his name was.
How long was he there?
Well, I don't know, three, four years.
I know that you were sick when you were young. Can you tell me about that?
I never was sick until I was 13 years old, and I had appendicitis, acute appendicitis, and they thought I was going to die on the hospital bed, so they never sewed up my incision, but I fooled them, I lived.
How long were you in the hospital?
Maybe a month.
It wasn't very common to go to the hospital in those days, was it?
Not unless it was absolutely necessary.
Where was the hospital at?
Adrian.
How far away was that from where you lived then?
12-14 miles.
When you were little, you were born really small. They didn't think you were going to live?
No, they sure didn't think I was going to live. In those days, they just had what they called a midwife. And she would go around the neighborhood and help the ladies when they had their babies. She said that I was a blue baby if ever there was one. She said I was so small they could put me in a cigar box and put a cup over my head. And I never was very big. When I was in the eighth grade, it was half the size of the other kids. But I sure could get along.
You were a scrapper?
Yes, sirree.
You did a lot of things with your dad when you were young.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I stayed with my dad an awful lot. He'd take me fishing along down to the river, and I learned one thing. It was the best thing for you if you did what your dad told you to do and stay on his good side.
He probably had a hard time raising four girls.
Oh, my soul. He sure got to be in heaven today.
What were some of the things that happened when you were young?
How can I begin to tell you? Boy, we used to have a great big ditch in front of the house. In the spring when it would rain, you'd get a big run and start and jump across that big ditch. Sometime I landed in the middle. But I was the only one that could jump that ditch with all the neighbor kids. We did a lot of things, Lord. We used to have an old peddler come around and he'd always catch me and kiss me, and I never liked him. So when I see him coming, I run up in the barn, out in the barn, get it all on a beam over the door. When he stuck his head in the barn, I push all the dirt off of the beam on top of him. Oh, he'd get mad at you. He'd call you all kinds of names.
What kind of things did he sell?
Coffee. A lot of things. Medicine, liniment, salves, horse liniment. He sold a lot of stuff. Home remedies, mostly, I would say.
Did you go to the store and buy things, or did you buy things from peddlers more?
No, my dad would go to the store, but I don't think I ever got to the store to mount anything. My dad would buy me my shoes, and my grandma would make me my dresses out of what she had left of material when she made hers.
How far away was town from your home?
6 miles.
Tell me about your grandmother.
She was a smart old woman. She was a German woman. She had a lot of money, but she was mean to us. Boy, I would play tricks on her every time I got a chance.
What kind of tricks did you play on her?
She'd have candy in her suitcase when she'd come that she was going to take to my cousins. I always took that out.
What were the holidays like? How did you celebrate Christmas and Easter?
Oh, we each got one gift for Christmas, which is what we knew we were going to get. And then we were always sure of getting a sack of candy from the church that had peanuts and one orange in it. But we always had plenty to eat, but not a lot of... We got a pencil and a tablet and a box of colors, and maybe a teddy bear or $1 piece for Christmas. That would be it. Maybe stockings or something like that we needed. but not too much of anything. See, there was four of us to get four.
And your dad had to do all the shopping?
He did, or between him and his mother, which was my grandmother.
Yeah. Did you have a Christmas tree to decorate?
Yeah, I think he would get us a Christmas tree. And we generally, the things we put on that Christmas tree was popcorn we strung. We didn't have very many ornaments, I know. What we made up. Yeah, we'd have a tree.
Did you have electricity in your house when you were young?
No, we didn't. Until later years, we had what we call a lamp with a mantle in it. And that would throw a really bright light. But when you went outdoors to do chores or anything like that, all you had was a lantern.
So did you have running water?
Yeah, we had running water. But we had what we called in the basement a pressure tank. And you had to go up and down in the basement and pump the pressure up in it. And that forced the water up. And we always had a battle of who was going to pump that tank up.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even when you were young, you had indoor plumbing?
That's right. We had an indoor toilet. We had a huge cistern outdoors. Plenty, plenty of water. Good water.
What kind of animals did you have on your farm?
Horses, cows, pigs, no sheep, chickens, geese and ducks. They ain't animals, are they?
Yeah, they are. Oh, you had a dog, too. Tell me
about
your dog.
Oh, yes, we had a dog. We always had a dog. It was generally a shepherd dog, and my dad named all the dogs Shep. They was all Shep. My dad used to go to town to get feed ground for pigs and cows. When he was gone, we felt sorry for the dog in the summer. We thought he was hot, so we cut all his hair off. Poor doggy felt so bad. We made a lion out of him, though. We left the end of his tail on and a big row of hair around his neck. When my dad come home, he couldn't find his dog. The poor dog felt so bad, he felt ashamed he didn't have any fur. He crawled under the old house. When my dad seen what we had done to him, he made us cut the rest of the hair off, and we all got a licking with a razor strap. We never cut the dog again, neither.
How old were you when you got your first job?
About 17.
What kind of places did you work?
First, I stayed with a nice family in Toledo. They were very nice people. And then I continued to stay with them and went to work in the Lions store.
How much money did you make?
$13 a week.
Was that pretty good money for
you? Yeah,
that time?
That was good money. And then you got 10% off of everything you bought. And then when I went to work in that store and stayed with these people out on Door Street, yeah, I'd have to help serve if they had bridge party or something like that. That paid for my room and board. And they used to give me money besides because I was good help. They were good to me.
World War I was while you were living with them?
Yep. Mm-hmm. When the banks all went broke. What? Boy, that was a... I didn't even understand it because money never meant that much to me. Or I didn't know what it meant to have that much money that you had to duplicate the money that you had in the bank to save what was there. To this day.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Your pa would probably understand that. But I do know they had to, in order to save it, they had to put up a whole bunch of money. My, that they didn't sleep and he didn't eat and they were worried people.
Did many people you know die during World War I?
I don't remember of a lot of people dying. A lot of the soldiers didn't come home. I had a cousin that was killed on the island of Biak in an intense tank battle. That I do remember.
When did the Depression occur then? When would you...
That That was around the time during the war.
The same time?
Uh-huh.
How did that affect you?
It didn't affect me. I still had my job and still stayed with the people. And then my dad died, you know, afterwards, and there was no home to go to. I used to go home almost every weekend, take the bus, and he'd pick me up, or if he didn't, I walked home from Blissfield.
How far was that?
3 miles south of Blissfield.
What did all your sisters do during this time? Did they all have jobs, too?
Uh-huh. My oldest sister got married, and the other ones of us worked for as long as my dad did. Somebody would have to stay home and keep house for my dad until he died, and we each had to take our turns doing that.
Who farmed the farm when he got older?
Nobody. He farmed until he died.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
Did you attend church regularly while you were growing up?
We sure did. My dad always seemed to it that we got to church. Even after my mother died, he'd make us get all ready on Sunday morning, and he'd hitch up the buggy and the horses and take us to Sunday school and church. And as we got in the seventh grade about, Lutherans always make children get confirmed. Go to Bible class. You had to go to a Bible catechism class for 2 years. And then you were confirmed, which made you automatically a member of the church. But then we went to Riga, to St. John's Church there, and that was about 7 miles away. And if the weather was bad in the wintertime, you never went to catechism class in the summer like you do now. It was always through the winter months. If the weather was bad, they always stayed with the lady in Riga. And if not, you had to walk them 7 miles home. He took you, but you had to walk home. All the kids used to walk years ago. We never thought anything about it. Walked down the railroad track, and that made it a mile or so shorter. Always used to wait for a train to come along. That was really fun. When the train come along, I know my dad was worried sick, but we thought it was great stuff to just, well, we'd lay down along the track, you know what I mean, watch the old thing just to feel the earth shake when the old train went by.
That sounds dangerous.
I don't know. It wasn't dangerous. Kids looked out for themselves them days. They ain't like kids today.
They were more independent then?
I think. Well, nobody had anything in them days. Neighbor kids didn't have any more than we had either.
Did you have very many neighbors? Was it a German community that you grew up in?
Oh, yeah, there was some German, but it was mostly a mixture. But all the kids got along, it seemed. We had May baskets and June boxes.
What are May baskets and June boxes?
Somebody, you know, make a fancy, take a shoebox and decorate it all up with crepe paper, and we'd all donate a little something, whatever you could come up with, bar candy or an apple or maybe a sack of popcorn or something, a package of gum, and then we'd, at night, go to this person's house and stick the box somewhere and holler, May basket, and then we'd all run and hide, and that person has supposed to come out and find you. And then we'd play games. It was fun. Or we'd play hide and go seek. Yeah.
You did the same thing with the June boxes then?
Uh-huh.
Did the same thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did. Or we just did have get-togethers and maybe play a game of ball, you know what I mean? Or play hide and go seek or some stuff, thing as that.
You told me before about swimming and ice skating, didn't you?
When I went to school, we swam on the creek where the ice was solid. You'd fall in and get wet feet and socks and boots and freeze right to your feet. I don't know how. You never froze to death. Boy, I tell you, there was snow when I was a kid. We'd walk across the fields to go to school, and you never could even see the fence posts. Snow was that high. If you wasn't too fat and heavy, you could walk on top of the snow. That made it pretty easy.
You must have been able to walk over the top of it.
I did.
Did you have sleigh rides then?
Oh, yes. My dad had a sleigh. Oh, we had a lot of sleigh rides. And you take two horses and hitch them up. And the biggest thing was always try to push the kids out of the sleigh and make them walk. You hung on for dear life. Fill it with straw.
Didn't you get run over?
Not, but I can always remember there always was some kid running along behind hollering and yelling to wait up for him. We never did, though. I don't know what happened. Them kids had to walk back home, I suppose.
When did you start dating boys? Did you date any boys in high school?
Oh, yeah. I had one boy in grade school that was sweet on me. He started coming to see me as soon as I got out of grade school, even. My dad says, that's too young. No, my dad had never even dreamed of letting you go out with a boy before you were 16 years old. No way. Even after that, he watched you like a hawk. It's good, Dad.
What kind of things did you do on dates?
What did we do on dates in the summertime? The boy would have an automobile. We'd find somebody that had a big melon patch. Wait till it get dark. One person would go and entertain. There was one old bachelor. He always grew melons. And somebody would go up to the house and talk to him while the rest of the kids went back in the field. We rolled down all the windows in the automobile, filled the whole car full of melons. They were good.
Did you ever get caught?
Nope. Never got caught.
So you went on dates with more than one person. You just didn't go out with one
boy.
That's
right. Had a lot of them. And another thing was, when I was young, they'd always take a hall, like the Odd Fellas Hall in Ottawa Lake or Berkey. And they had dances on Saturday and Sunday nights. And that was always a place to gather. It was fun. They don't have those anymore either.
What kind of dances did you do?
Mostly square dances and round dancing. And then they'd have something to eat, you know what I mean? You had to pay a small price to get in. But the guy who run them dances, you know, he had to pay a little to the dance. But then I guess you was entitled to maybe a hot dog or something like that.
They didn't drink at the dances?
No. Unless it was brought in by some of them guys that came there that didn't look for anything but trouble. But the fella I went with, they never drank. They didn't sell no drinks there.
Was drinking very common?
Yeah, the guys that have a jug of hard cider. Maybe homemade brew or beer.
Did your dad make homemade wine?
No, he made a little beer at one time and drank a little himself, but it tasted so horrible to me, I never drank any of that stuff, I tell you.
So how old were you when you met Grandpa?
I knew your Grandpa Laurie for a long, long time. His dad used to run a thrashing outfit with a steam engine. And he came over and thrashed out our grain. Long before I ever went with him, I knew him as a kid.
How much older was he than you?
2 years.
Did you go to school with him?
No. Uh-huh. He went to a different school.
Did he live very far from you?
Oh, about 6-7 miles to the east.
Why would he go to a different school then? Did they have different schools around?
See, I went to a school in my section, which was Baser School, and he lived in Rida Township, and he went to Rida Center School. And then when I went to Blissfield School, he went to Rida School. Rida had a high school for just 2 years.
Grandpa graduated from high school, didn't he?
Yeah.
Where did he work then when you met him?
He went to work for a farm implement place in Toledo.
He worked there for quite a few years,
though. Oh, yeah, for 17 years. But before that, he run a hay baler for himself and hired men for 2-3 years around home. Then he went to work for that farm implement place, and he worked there for 17 years. And then the man went out of business. The man died. And they closed up the business because his sons didn't want to run it. And then he went to a factory in Adrian. There he stayed till he died. I don't know how many years he was there.
Was Grandpa's family also German?
His mother was. Grandpa's mother was. But Grandpa always said he was Pennsylvania Dutch, whatever that means. He was a great guy. He raised 10 kids with one hand. And there was nothing he couldn't do. He lived till he was 93 years old.
How did he lose his hand?
Stuck it in a corn sheller. Corn picker.
How many kids were in Grandpa's family?
6 boys and 4 girls.
Did you meet him while you were working at Lion Star?
No. I knew him long before I ever went to Lita to work.
When did you start
I knew him when I was
him,
a
though?
Kid around home. They used to come over, and he was just a little kid, and he used to have to stand on a box. But I was always amazed. He drove that big steam engine, and he was just a little bit of a kid.
When did you start dating him, though?
Oh, not for a long time afterwards, sorry. After I was in Toledo and come home, and we'd meet at these dances, we all went to, and then he'd take you back home, you know, and we just went together as friends for many years, because I went with him 6 years before we were married.
Was that a long time in those days to go together?
Yeah, I tell you, when Norman got, what was it, he made $17 a week, it didn't go very far. You couldn't get married on it. Times were hard.
Where did you work after you worked at Lion's Door?
I worked there quite a number of years. Then I went to work at Grace Smith's. Worked there for quite a while. And then I worked for a little while at Champion Spark Plug in Toledo. But they didn't pay enough there, really, to pay for my transportation and room and board at my uncle's. So I went and lived with a private family then. They paid me more wages, and they were lovely. He's president of the Houghton Elevator in Toledo. And her parents was Brewer Cap, the jeweler in Toledo. Lord, there just wasn't much work to do. But they were nice people. And that's where I got married when I was staying there.
Did you get your own home right away?
Nope. When we got married, we saved enough money first to buy all our furniture and a new automobile. And we rented. It's a good thing we didn't buy a new home and go in debt. Grandpa started having kidney stones the second year we were married. Boy, there were rough times. And a couple of years and a half later, then Bob was born. Gee whiz. He'd be 2 months having a kidney stone. I'd go over to the neighbor's field next door and pick tomatoes. So did Bob, though. Yeah. But gee, everything came out all right. Grandpa was a good man, you know that. Hard-working man, and I think he waited for his grandkids to come along. He idolized them. He worshipped them. He's the one that spoiled them, not me.
What? Do you remember the coming of the first automobile?
Yeah. We lived on a dirt road. There was other people that had automobiles. But then my dad got what he calls a Ford touring car. Had side curtains on it, you know. It wasn't hard to push out. Then we'd go somewhere and get stuck in the mud. Everybody'd have to get out and push. And lo and behold, if you got behind the wheel, you never got behind it again.
How many people could ride in it?
Lots of people. We used to fill her up.
It must have been pretty big.
Yeah, it would seat, three in the front or 3-4 in the back. And then everybody didn't think nothing was standing up. You had those lamps that were on the side that you had to put oil in them and trim the wicks. Oh, how I remember that. A lot of time you couldn't use it because we didn't have no stone road in front of our place then until they put in a stone road during some months in the spring where the road was so muddy. You wanted to push it the most of the way. Then my dad would always sit inside and do the steering, and we kids would have to get out and push.
How far could you go in it before you had to fill it up with
Gasoline.
How far did you go?
I don't remember anymore how far you went. I never will forget once my dad got ready and he went to town. And I thought I was going to be awful smart. I hid in back, in the back seat, you know, got down, laid on the floor. When he got to town, I demanded an ice cream cone. You know what I got, don't you? A beating when I got home. I never tried that stunt again. Was he surprised when I stood up when he got to town, went to the bank, and when he come back, there I stood. Oh, man! I'm surprised he took me back home and didn't make me walk. He says, I'll give you an ice cream cone. He didn't like surprises like that. You had to ask. Yeah.
Can you remember going to your first movies?
Oh, boy, that was long before we got married. And there was a few movie picture shows around. Sylvania had one. Blissfield had one. We went to the movies one night in Sylvania. We come out, we got in the automobile. And all the cars had a pocket on the door in them days. I looked, and in the pocket in the door was a bottle of whiskey. I looked at your grandpa. He looked at me. He says, this ain't my car. Here, a couple of cars down was a car just like ours. Praise God. The people who owned it didn't come out and see us sitting in it. Yeah.
Were they silent movies? The movies you saw at first?
Yeah, I think they were silent. And then afterwards, the words would come on the screen after the picture was shown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And your dad loved to go to them movies when he was a little boy. Oh, yes. Everybody went to town on Saturday night in them days. That's where you met. All the stores was open on Saturday nights, and everybody would go to town and stand around and visit and talk. And it's a thing of the past, too.
What kind of things were in the towns? Just stores and...
Just much like today, you bought your groceries. You could buy shoes and clothes, too. Uh-huh.
Was that in Blissfield?
Uh-huh. And then, of course, the biggest drawing card of all was the couple taverns that was there. They was always full to the doors. We never went in them, though.